Blog Talk Radio.
Tell All Radio Tell Live. All Radio Tell Live. All.
Dear pussy, I know you get this unbelievable urge to splurge and overdose on some dick. I get it. Shit gets twisted and fucked up, leaving you so fucked up that you wanna fuck, but you have to remember you're one of a kind. And it's an honor to get touched, finger fucked, loved, bent in such ways that you scream in pain and ecstasy at the same time, making you squirt uncontrollably. Dear pussy, I know. I get it. I can feel you throbbing and dripping, both finger licking that I place my hand in your lips and I rub. And I stick, hitting your walls, flicking your clit. Dear pussy, I feel exactly what you feel.
Come over, can I come over?
get to overseas with SWV. Check it, one time. Me, I'm super fly. Super duper fly. With your hands up my thigh and go super duper high. See, see my apple pie. Tell me if you lie. Tell me if you lie.
Baby, got me tipsy.
Dear pussy, I know you get this unbelievable urge to splurge and overdose on some dick. I get it. Shit gets twisted and fucked up, leaving you so fucked up that you wanna fuck, but you have to remember you're one of a kind. And it's an honor to get touched, finger fucked, loved, bent in such ways that you scream in pain and ecstasy at the same time, making you squirt uncontrollably. Dear pussy, I know. I get it. I can feel you throbbing and dripping, both finger licking, that I place my hand in your lips and I rub. And I stick, hitting your walls, licking your clit. Dear pussy, I feel exactly what you're feeling.
Come over, can I come over? Still learning how to use it. I try to make it work, even when it's not working.
Well, you make everything work. That's why I'm your number one fan.
Aw, you're so sweet. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, you guys, yeah, this thing is being quite dumb tonight. As always, it's going to be a rough night, it looks like. We'll be talking without music. It's fine. Yay. No, I really don't want to do that. That sucks.
Well, you're the best part of the show.
Huh?
You're the best part of the show.
Aw, well, thank you. I try to be.
That's why I call in. That's why I listen, because you want.
Oh, you're so sweet. I feel special. I do. I feel very special.
I really wish you on every day.
Oh, God. That would be a lot to handle every day.
That would be a lot to handle, but my heart's in the right place. My heart's in the right place. I'm sorry.
Well, at least you're wanting to hear me all the time. That's a good thing. That means I'm doing something right.
You are doing something right.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for calling and talking to me.
You're very welcome.
And definitely keep listening, all right?
Oh, well, I will. All
right, you guys. You know, it seems like it's going to be one of those nights, I guess. So, of course, I'm going to be talking, making you guys feel extra, extra special. Extra good, getting you in the mood. I'm in the mood. Like, okay, so I decided that I wanted to do a phone sex segment. I tried it out. I really don't know how it's, I mean, I listened to it and, you know, it was just pretty whack. If I could say so myself, I think it's just because I don't like listening to myself. And then when I actually came, it was like extremely intense and weird. And I was listening to it and I was like, oh my God, like what the hell? Like, why do you sound like that? But, you know, I want you guys to hear it. I kind of, you know, put it on or whatever so you guys could hear, you know, and tell me if you like it, if you want to continue to do it. I don't have to continue to do it. I just wanted to try it out to see how it was. And pretty much it's just me and another person having phone sex. And it sounds good, if I can say so myself. Kind of, sort of. When I come, it sounds good.
Tell all radio live.
Everything else. Everything else, you know. Is suspect. But definitely call in and talk to me. Hopefully the system will work smoothly now. That would be awesome and great. If you want to talk to me, kick it with me, definitely call 646-478-3599 and kick it with me, because I'm special and wonderful and fantastic, and you know you want to kick it with me. So call up right now. Don't make me have to Debo, y'all. Well, I'm going to play some music since, you know, nobody wants to talk right now. Oh, just when I said nobody wants to talk, somebody wants to talk. So we're going to bring them in, see what's popping. What's popping?
Oh, what's good?
What's good?
Yeah, see.
I call it
just in time. You talking trash.
No, like, my shit was fucking up. I was like, oh, my God. Can I have one night without the system being stupid, please? Just one. So, yeah. I kind of did this phone sex thing. I'm kind of excited and I'm kind of not excited because I sound so weird. Like, I'm serious. Like, and when I came, like, I did not know that I sounded like that when I, you know, got off.
So what's your eyes rolling in the back of your head and all of that good stuff?
I mean, I don't know. My eyes were closed, so I wasn't really paying attention to that. I was paying attention to that unbelievable pleasure that I was feeling at the moment. It was good.
Uh-huh.
It was very good.
So where everybody at tonight, man?
You know, these motherfuckers I work with. They don't never show up on time. So I gotta start talk dirty about myself for a little while, you know, in the beginning.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, something I gotta do. So you can talk dirty with me.
No, together. I gotta be a good dude today. Yeah.
No, you don't have to be good. Don't be good. You cannot be good when you call up here. That is not an option.
We got that sexual joint coming soon, so I mean, hey, you can talk dirty with that joint, you know?
Okay. I mean, you know, I'm always looking for a new, good, new sex, like, songs. Like, let me tell you. I was listening to some music tonight before the show, and, oh my gosh, like, I was so horny. I got so horny listening to some of the songs I was listening to. Like, wow. Crazy.
See, what I do, you know what I'm saying? I would have started you with some of that LSG, that My Body joint, or Keep Sweat or something like that.
Oh, my God, I was listening to that. I was listening to Nobody Who Can Love You Like Me. Nobody. I was listening to that. I was listening to My Body All Over Your Body. That's my song.
Yeah. I gotta be good.
Whatever. Tell me, I know you got some fetishes. Tell me a fetish that you have.
You talking in a good way, in a bad way, what?
I'm talking about in a sexual way. You know, this is Tell All Radio. All we do is talk about fucking, eating pussy, sucking dick, new ways to come. Like, that's what it is.
But somebody, I had to put them on blast a couple of times before they would come out of the box.
You need to cut it out.
Oh, don't ask brand new.
I'm always out the box. I'm always on...
See, you about to
the
say
front
box.
Line. I'm always on the front line.
Oh, okay.
What's a fetish? You know my fetish. I like calves. Like, that's my turn on. A man with some nice calves. Oh my God. It makes my pussy wet.
Man,
don't do that.
I would say it wouldn't be sexual. But just a woman that know how to handle her own, you know? Like,
here you go, like, trying to talk
cool.
That soft shit.
It's cool. I'm just saying, but, you know, a woman that know how to handle her own.
Y'all extra sensitive, so people be like, oh, he's so sweet.
No. I'm just saying, because some women basically don't know how to handle their own. Like, you got some women, they can put it down for their man. And some women, damn, like. That's all you gonna do?
It's
up. Like,
exactly.
I can go to
they
the
lazy.
Club or something.
That's
and
that
get
lazy
that.
Sex. That's
you know?
Lazy sex.
So I mean, yeah, you got different ways on you know, bringing that out the box, and then you got the soft and sentimental type stuff on what you thought I was talking about, like that little being gentle and not and just. All around nerdy, like I know you didn't just say that crazy stuff just three minutes ago, like something like that, you know.
Well, I'm gonna bring another caller in, see what they talking about. See what's up with them. Tell All Radio, who's this? Where you calling from?
Yes, Lamar from Nelson.
What's poppin'?
Going on, yo? I'm like a third time listener. fourth time calling.
What's that's what's up? So you like me now?
Oh yeah, I mean you know.
You wanna do me?
don't let that go to her head, cause you know it go to her head quick.
Yeah, yeah, I see that. But now don't get me wrong, though, I'm saying it's a nice radio show, yo. It's something to get used to every Wednesday night, yo. Definitely make sure you tell a friend to tell a friend to tell somebody else and they mama and they sister and they cousin. Well, you know, if we do that then we might just gonna have to shake the things up and the guys gonna have to call and then the women gonna have to call and we just gonna have to. Well, you know what, I think women are scared of me, like they don't want to talk to me.
But that's the thing, I told some of my homes to come on, man.
Yeah, but we gotta get some people. We gotta get some females that's just like her, because if you get the females that's not like her, then they're gonna feel disrespected or offended in type ways, which not.
No,
because
I'm gonna flirt with them too. I'm gonna flirt with them too, so it don't matter.
Don't get me wrong, no, I'm saying my home girls is not the uppity type. You know what I'm saying? They're down to earth and they're real. So I mean, they'll keep it
that's
real
good.
With you, and they won't bullshit around.
Are they sexy?
Yeah, they are.
Okay.
Most definitely.
Okay.
But I mean,
wow.
Some of them work at night, so they can't really call at night. And some of them don't, so.
Okay, well, I mean, you know, the ones who don't, tell them to call up. The ones who do, tell them they can still go back and listen. Okay. And
no problem,
be in the conversation. Definitely.
I mean,
so,
can
you tell me a fetish that you like?
Okay.
Like, are you
My fetish is basically a female with nothing on but except heels.
So you like
Different
heels female. On a woman, naked, naked, heels on.
Yeah.
I have a problem with this because my problem is that I don't want to be naked with heels on.
Why not?
That's
not something
I want to do.
Hey, you probably
hey,
going to
feel like,
for that, bro.
Listen,
I ain't going to lie, man.
I feel like, hey. You know, it's just like, and then you keep them on. Like, what if I scratch you? Like, I'm going to be so nervous trying to
make sure
I don't
about it.
Hurt you with my heel.
If the guy is putting it down right, he won't have to worry about you scratching him. You have to worry about all that afterwards.
Doing that, yeah, I'm legs ain't gonna be down, you know, if you're doing it right, I'm legs ain't gonna be down. Oh, hell no, you're not putting my legs up. Oh no, that's another thing I don't like. I don't like my legs up. Do not put my legs up, they're not gonna leave them. Okay, so if they're not going up, where you gonna put them at? On the side. Wow, wow, really?
Oh, hold on. I remember last week you were saying that you couldn't take it hard, so I'm assuming that's why.
But I like it hard. That's the crazy thing. I like it hard, but if you go, if you lift my legs up, then you're going too deep. Like, I can't.
But that's the main
thing. You're going too deep. I can't. Like, it's too much.
Oh, well, you might as well go back to that bad experience type stuff, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, that going up in the air, that's like one of the top, you know, things to do for a female, you know?
Yeah, I know.
Want
you guys like always like to take our legs and try to put them behind our damn heads like we are that
well,
damn
no,
flexible.
No.
Like,
see, we don't do that. We don't do that, you know what I'm saying, if y'all don't want us to. But, you know what I'm saying, if y'all say, oh, if y'all enjoying it, then, hey, we going to do it. But if y'all saying, oh, no, I don't want that, then, you know, well, that's cool, too, you know what I'm saying? But no, I got methods for that, though.
I mean, I got different methods for a female who don't want her legs up. I mean, as long as you get her mind off of it, she don't care where her legs are.
I've never been that way. I'm always making sure my legs are down.
Okay, well,
you know what? You know what? I think we need a man's perspective, man. You know what I'm saying? If Stephon is calling, man, you know what I'm saying? Let him in, man. Let him into this conversation.
Shut your ass.
Yeah. Let him in.
I just feel like this is so uncomfortable.
Fun.
Like, that's my thing. It's so uncomfortable to have my legs up almost past my head. Like, I can't do it.
Well, I mean, You know what I'm saying? Like I've been going back and forth. You know what I'm saying? Like, some women like you, some women don't. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, it's all up to the person that's doing it. You know?
Well, why do the fellas like it? Like, fellas, like, why do you like to see how much a woman can be flexible? Like, how flexible she can be? Like, what's up with that?
Well, I mean, you know what I'm saying? In the sense of all of it, you got to look at it like, it all depends on how freaky you are. You know what I'm saying? If the woman says, oh, yeah, I'm very freaky, then the guy going to take it upon himself. Oh, yeah, well, she like that, too. Well, she like that, too. So you got to define the word freaky to us, you
I'm
know what I'm saying,
freak.
If
okay.
You are not that freaky.
Freak. I am
no.
A bona fide.
Okay, if you don't like your legs up in the air, no, you're not a freak, okay? You're not a
just
freak.
Just because I don't like to be uncomfortable doesn't mean I don't like to get nasty.
Okay,
you know
okay,
I mean?
Okay. All right. We're going to do this because I don't know how many of us got Twitter, but I got Twitter. You got Twitter. You know what I'm saying? We're going to do this. I don't know how many women calling. How many women calling? You got women on the line, too?
I don't know. No women. I told you these women don't want to talk to me because they know I'm a flirt with them.
Damn. Damn, you know what? Oh, damn.
I mean, I go both ways. I'm just saying.
Okay, well, we're going to do it like this, man. If you're a female that's on the line and she don't know that you're on the line and you got the number, man, just hit her up, man. How many of y'all women, doggone, like y'all legs in the air? Or how many of y'all don't like y'all legs in the air?
They just do it because it makes y'all feel good. I'm not going to do it to make you feel good. I'm going to be like, no, pineapples. Nothing. Like, stop.
But call in, man. But if you don't want to call in,
I'm very interested to see how many guys like to put the legs up when they're having sex. Like, that's one thing they can't not do.
Okay, well, let's put it this way. Let's put it this way. Okay, well, let's put it this way then. You know what I'm saying? All the fellas that's on the line right now, that ever had a woman's legs in the air while having sex, man. Call in, man. And we're going to do it like this. We're going to help
Danielle
right now.
I'm telling y'all, hit the one. I really want to know, like, why. I really want to know why. That's my real issue. Like, if you could give me a good reason why, then I will, the next time I have sex, I will allow him to lift my legs up past my head and be very uncomfortable. But you know what? That's
okay, well, just call in. All the guys call in right now. We're going to outweigh her right now. Yeah, call in.
If you can give me a reason to do it.
Okay. Well, all the guys call in. We're going to help Jesse get her first tap out right now. So y'all go ahead and call in, man.
Whatever.
If you don't know who you're fucking with, your boy Prince,
they
man.
They're scared. You know they're scared, so I don't know why you even doing that. Because you know they ain't going to call in because they a bunch of pussies. And they don't want to
man.
I'm just saying. I'm just calling it like I see it. Like, you have these people. I have never known so many people that I see talk about sex out in the open. But you have a radio show where you talk about nothing but sex. But you don't want to say nothing because you're nervous. Like,
can't be nervous,
though. Like, how does that work? I don't understand. Oh, shit, I'm talking
either.
Shit. So some callers are calling in. Let's bring somebody else in and see what they talking about. See what's up.
Hello?
Man. Tell all the people who's this. Where are you calling from?
Chris. South Carolina.
What's happening, Chris?
What's up?
So, Chris, you like to put a woman's legs up? Are you fucking?
Yes. But, you know what I'm saying? It don't have to be over her head. Like,
but why, though? But why
you know, just excuse Jazzy with that comment right there. She's over-exaggerating, you know?
You shut your ass up.
Word.
But why? I want to know why y'all have to have the woman's legs up in the air. Even if it's not over her head, why do you have to have her legs up?
Easier access.
Wow. That's it. The easy access should be that I'm butt ass naked and we fucking. Like, you already got access.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, legs are up in the air. You know what I'm saying?
So it's
like,
more open. That's what you're saying.
Yes. Yes.
It's easier to dig deep in it. That's what I don't like. Like, stop trying to dig in my gut. Like, cut it out.
Where
I don't need
it?
You
how
in my
this?
Stomach.
What do you like? What do you like? You know what I'm saying? You freaky, so what do you like? Tell us what you like.
I'm saying,
word.
This is what I like. I like it rough. But I want you to be gentle at the same time.
Okay.
Like, I want you to kiss on my neck. And I feel like the dirtier you talk to me, the more I'll be comfortable in opening up to you.
Okay, so you mean to tell me like when I was talking to you, for the first time and you was in the mall with this chocolate black dude, you know what I'm saying? I was talking to you on the phone.
What?
That's what you're talking about? That's what you're talking about the first time I talked to you on the phone?
What? I'm confused.
No, you know what I'm talking about. The first time we talked on the phone, you was in the mall with your mom getting your computer fixed.
Oh, okay.
That's what you're talking about.
And what did you say to me?
I ain't define it, but, you know, I tell you, she couldn't keep her legs closed after we started talking about the whole situation because she was getting hot in the mall, y'all.
Oh, my God. So, we talking, and I was getting so horny. I was in, like, the computer place. I was in, like, the corner trying to rub my pussy a little bit. It was ridiculous.
Hey.
It was sad. Sad and touching. And then I was like, wow,
hey,
I need to get help.
Okay, Mom Dukes, if you listening, call in.
No.
We want to talk to you. Because she was on top of some trash, so we need to get this squared away, too.
Whatever. I admitted that I was in the corner rubbing on myself in the computer place. I admit that. You know what I mean? I have a problem. I need to go to like AA or something.
Nah, we're gonna keep that genuine. Cause you know what I'm saying?
That's my addiction.
I wanna do this too because
you always wanna do something. Shut up.
I wanna put you on the track. I wanna put you on a sexual track. You know what I'm saying? I wanna get the feedback from the fellas. You know what I'm saying? Do y'all think that Miss Princess Jazzy would make a good asset on a sexual track? Your honest opinion.
Of course I would.
Yeah.
So y'all would like to hear on a sexual track.
Yes.
Okay. Of course okay. I would be good. I have that sexual vibe about me. I am sex.
Okay, we're gonna get that mixed down when I come in your city. You know what I'm saying? And we're going to see if we can get DJ Prince. And we're going to get my partner, DJ Chill Will, to mix that down. And we're going to make that happen. How about that?
Mm-hmm. Whatever. But you know what I realized? Like, when I, like, come, because I actually listened to myself. I told y'all I did the phone sex thing, and I was listening to myself, like, masturbate. And it was just so intense. Like, it was so loud. And I mean, when I tell y'all, I was laughing at myself because.
Hey, man, she needs to be put on Pornhub, man. Hey, we need to put her on Pornhub, all the porn websites, man.
Shut up.
She talks
about how
she thought
I was going to
come crazy and overwhelming.
Whatever. So, Chris, tell me what your fetish is. What is a fetish that you have?
Fetish?
Huh?
A fetish?
Yes. Like, do you like feet? Do you like ass?
Gotcha.
Like, do you just have
gotcha.
A fixation on ass or feet or breast or, like, what's your fixation?
I don't know. I like everything, to tell you the truth.
Easy way out, bro. Easy way out.
I like everything too. Oh, you know. I like
something
it all.
I dislike, you know what I'm saying? It's when people, dog, gonna say they got a fetish for feet, dog. Like,
I don't like feet.
All of a sudden,
oh my God. Put, keep your socks.
And like all of a sudden,
like,
you would get them act
the
different. Like, what? What you say?
I say I don't like feet. Keep your socks on. I don't want your toes to touch me. Like, no.
I tell you. Like, mm-hmm. Some people, they just like to put on people's shoes and sniff people's shoes and all that type stuff. Like, damn, girl, like, why you got a fetish? That fetish so bad, man. Like, what? You want to smell my shoes?
Yeah,
because,
like, you know, they have, like, a porn site for, like, people who have a fetish for feet. Like,
hey, yo, I got
a feet. That shit is ridiculous. They need to go check it out with plenty.
You said what?
I got a female, one of my own girls, who want to answer that question about her legs being
okay.
Up in the air.
Where's
so
she?
I just texted her to want to call her.
All right. Well, you call in, mama. She better sound sexy. Or I'ma talk shit.
I don't do that.
Hey, you know what? When she talks shit, y'all, we gonna jump her. Okay.
That'll work. That'll work.
Whatever.
That'll work.
We have another caller. Shut your mouth.
Keep on the phone.
Tell all radio, who's this? Where you calling from? Hello.
My name is Monique, and I'm calling from South Carolina.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. So we're discussing the fact that whenever we have sex, I don't know if you can vouch for this, but I always have the guy who wants to pull my legs over my head as far as they can go. I want to know, why is it that they do that?
Oh,
like,
dang.
What is the sensation?
So,
can you tell me? She doesn't want to tell me. She doesn't want to say. She's shy. It's okay, you guys. So, yeah, we had a woman call in, and we lost her quickly. I just want to know, ladies. Like, I'm not trying to eat your pussy or nothing. I promise. Hope you guys.
If you want it done right, you know what I'm saying? We got some fellas on the line, you know what I'm saying? If you want it done right, you know? I don't know if they're vouch for that, but you know what I'm saying? I'll vouch for that shit.
We have another caller. So, already, who is this? Where you calling from? Hello?
It's your boy, Prince, man. We pray we stayed out
here.
What
up, Prince?
Yo.
So, Prince, I know you just heard my question.
Actually, I the last thing I heard was you saying that you like everything, and which is a lie. No one likes everything. Everybody might want to try everything, but
don't
like nobody
feet.
Like everything.
That's the only thing I don't see.
Okay, so you like getting peed on?
No, hell
huh?
No.
So you like getting peed on?
No.
Damn.
Oh, no. Okay, so
me.
Since you don't like peed on, you like brown showers.
No, sir.
You like people to strap electricity to your nipples. Hey, just listen, man. Just say you like. Say you may try everything. Everybody don't like everything. One thing I know about this world, there's millions and billions of people in it. Right now, there's a motherfucker somewhere in this world with car battery strapped to his nuts and a horse tail in his hand. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, that was a good one. Straight up, man. I gotta give up. Big up.
They really
man,
do like seriously. I saw some porn and it was like a woman getting fucked by a horse. That was the craziest thing I've ever seen in my life. Like, who does that?
I've seen some porns where
have
dudes
ever
is fucking dogs and
penis?
Shit.
No, yo, the craziest porn I ever seen when a dog fucked a lady. Like, he literally humped this girl.
That shit was posted on Facebook, dog. Like, good luck to me. Good luck to you. Bring that shit up, dog.
That shit was crazy, man. I could not believe that shit. But at the
all
end,
this dick
the
in
dog,
the world, and you had to fuck
the
dog.
That's what I'm saying. But the dog was looking like what the hell I'm doing.
Yeah. Well, you know what I'm saying? But you know what I'm saying? It gotta be the people that's liking that. Like, why would you endorse something like that? Why would you like that when you know that woman is just crazy, plumb out of her mind, like, doing it? Like,
well,
you liking it, showing other people that, you know what I'm saying?
Who would watch that?
People that like doing that. People that like dogs.
That's disgusting.
One thing
I mean,
one thing
that's liking
it is showing
the
market for everything.
Mm-hmm. All right, so my question was, why is it that whenever y'all, you know, time to fuck, y'all always want to push our legs all the way back? So it's so uncomfortable for us that we can't enjoy it. I don't understand.
That's simple. I mean, them boys ain't tell you that yet.
No.
Look,
I'm still trying
to figure
it out.
If y'all motherfuckers didn't have legs, if y'all didn't have legs, we wouldn't have that problem.
Cut
your motherfucking feet off, and we won't have a problem. You know what I'm saying?
but real talk though.
A lot of times, you know, sex is communication. Let him. We don't know we putting your leg back too damn far. We just only thing we focused on at the time is I'm finna stick my ball so far back in her ass that she don't.
See, that's
you know
what I'm
saying?
Ridiculous.
Okay, this is
why do y'all have to go so deep?
It's nothing.
Why you gotta be in my stomach? That's what I'm saying. Why you gotta be in my stomach?
Listen, that's where the seed goes. You plant the motherfucker, the better it is.
Oh my god.
You know as well as I know, as well as them boys know, that the good pussy is in the back. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. She just can't take it. She just can't take it. She'll tap out.
My pussy is good all the way around. So it don't matter if you go in the back or you in the front. It's good.
Shit. Yo, every man can't get back there. You know what I'm saying? Who we're talking about? If you're a nigga like me, I like getting head and pussy at the same goddamn time. At the same damn time.
You
know what I'm saying?
You like to get what?
I like to get pussy and head at the same time.
How does that happen?
That's how far back I'm going to That's how far back I'm gonna put it up in her ass.
So damn stupid. Oh my god. I was like, what? I'm trying to picture it. Like, how you do that? Wow. That's all I can say with you right now. Wow.
I'm gonna tell you right now, man. My perfect woman would be like a midget with no legs and no gag reflex.
Oh, shit.
Dang.
No legs and no gag reflex. Wow.
There you go, man. Every time she start running her mouth, I just pop a dick in her mouth. Shut up, girl.
So damn stupid. Oh,
damn it.
So what is your fetish?
And listen, man.
You have a fetish?
And I know I'm not the only man out here who will fuck a midget. Y'all, if one of y'all niggas on this shit, fuck a midget.
So would you guys ever fuck a midget? The other guys on here, would you ever fuck a midget?
I'm not gonna lie. I would because
wait, who said no?
You know,
me.
Who said no?
Chris
said no.
I did.
I got a homeboy who thought the same thing like you. There's a club down here in Miami called King of Diamonds. There is a midget that dance in that club. Her name is Fire. Oh, I guarantee you'll fuck. I can bet the house on it.
Straight, man.
Oh, I'll bet the house on it. Matter of fact, you can look up online.
She must be fine.
That's one bad little bitch. That little bitch bad boy. You'll hit it.
So
you'll hit it from the side. You'll have a little feet kicking in the air. Oh, you'll hit it.
Hey, on the real, like, if this show wasn't turned up in the beginning, it's definitely turned up now.
You shut your ass up. I'm always turned up. I turn it up.
Nah, you can't turn up by yourself. You mean you turn down by yourself.
You shut up.
You know what I'm saying?
You shut your
All mouth. I'm saying is, oh, you hit that midget.
I'm not to ask somebody else. We're about to bring somebody else in here and see if they would ever hit a midget. We're going to see.
Oh,
y'all already know who this. What do you call say, oh,
shit. Hey, man, anybody from Miami who know about that chick named Fire, y'all call in and speak on it. Know what I mean?
So, would you ever hit a midget? Jay Leno.
Word. What's good?
Would you ever have sex with a midget?
I prefer the top of the head at my navel. Please believe it.
That's what I'm talking about, baby.
Leno is in the building. What's good?
Y'all, what's up? Shout out everybody. What's good? Midget. Yeah, way too many dudes on here talking about midgets.
Fat asses. Come on now, you cannot deny that.
They do. I'm not gonna front. They them little legs, they be all strong, and then they butt be all perky. Oh my god.
It is.
I fucked the shit out of her, but I ain't taking her nowhere.
But all I'm saying is, I love to hit me a little itty bitty bitch. Shit.
Itty bitty bitch. Give me the itty bitty. Give me the bitch. You know what I'm saying?
Damn it.
Say like that.
The joke
on this. She didn't even got to drop her knees. She's right there. Get it, girl. Get it.
Right.
And walk with her. Hey, I got to go to the kitchen. I'm holding the back of her head, pushing her. We going in the kitchen. I keep sucking. Come on.
That's what I'm talking about. Just don't squeeze my ass when you do it.
Don't do that. No. Just mouth and penis.
But.
Hand back
on. Y'all don't want us to squeeze y'all butts. I mean, it's not like we put
Not cool. You feel like a girl when you get your ass squeezed, man. Nah, you can't squeeze.
See, women take that shit to the extreme. Now, if you just sit there and act like you about to do it, I might let you slide. Cause I'm gonna put, like my man said earlier, he goes deep. So I'm gonna keep your hands on my ass because you were trying to keep me up. Hold on. I'm going deep.
Hey, Jack.
I'm going to the
bigger
bag.
I got a question for y'all. Why y'all be trying to put the brakes on the motherfucker hips? What's up with the ham? Y'all shit curved out to the side like a catcher's mitt, catching the nigga from trying to go that warp down in that motherfucker. What's up with that?
Because that shit hurts.
Ladies, move y'all goddamn hands out the way. We don't like
y'all.
That
don't
shit.
Don't talk shit. Don't be talking that shit.
Your damn hand out
you
the
can't
way.
Handle this pussy when a motherfucker throw that dick on you. Hold up.
They doing all this blocking like they're linemen and shit. Stop blocking, nigga.
Y'all need to cut it out right now.
Y'all need to stop that bullshit. Sex don't start
till
a dick get hard. Please believe.
I already told y'all that I can't handle the dick. I mean, I can't grab y'all ass
like that nigga in a baby boy and be like, that's right, call your mama.
I be about to fight people. Like, I don't play that shit. Like, don't be trying to go as deep as you can get inside of me. My shit goes deep. But don't try to go as deep as you can go. It doesn't feel good. It doesn't feel good.
A lot of women don't even know how much pussy they got. They be fucking with the wrong nigga. All they know about is the front, though. I'm going through the back. I'm going right through the back door open for you. You know what I'm saying? They don't even know how much pussy they got.
I don't want to know how much I got. I'm good. You ain't got to know if you fuck with this nigga right now. I'd rather not know. I'm okay.
Yeah,
I'm okay with not knowing.
You ain't got to know. Somebody else gonna know, and they gonna tell you about the shit. Why y'all get some good dick? Then you get mad when he fuck your friend. Shouldn't have told your friend how good your man shit was. Cause niggas is weird.
One of my friends, I taught her about everything, and I don't have to worry about her going.
Well, I mean, that's your real friend, but you know. You got those snakes in the grass. You know what I'm saying? They're your friends.
Yeah,
they just benefit off you.
I know the difference.
Trying to fuck your niggas. Not your two friends.
I know the difference.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I hope so.
I'm good.
There you go. Good for you.
And I'm good.
Great.
I just feel like this. Y'all need to stop trying to
back
go
to
be in my stomach. Like, I just feel like y'all don't have to be in nobody's stomach.
Yes, you do. Y'all might have
well, I mean, either way it goes, you still have something in your stomach, whether it's a dick or a baby. Yeah. Which one?
One of the two, goddamn.
I hate having a baby. I hate having a baby in my stomach, and I hate having a dick. So
you don't have
well, damn, shit. You might as well not what? Have either then, right?
What?
Exactly. Just let a nigga eat the pussy.
You nah, don't tell that.
Yeah.
Just
I don't even. That doesn't even turn me on. That doesn't really turn me on. Eating my pussy. Yeah.
Hold on. Wait.
Well, God be damned.
It's
all the satisfied.
I mean, that's
if
what I'm saying. You can't look at me when I come. You can't fuck me good, D. You can't. There's too many can't. We need to start doing
God,
fuck that shit. I wouldn't even listen to your ass. I just abused you that one night and say, fuck it.
Whatever. You gotta tie my ass up, then, because it's not going to
happen. Call up me, dog. Yo.
Shut your ass up.
Yeah, shit.
Yeah.
Well, we gonna have to dog on. We gonna have to tie you up. We gonna have to tie you up. Run the video camera, dog.
Yeah.
Fuck you and leave you.
Yeah.
That's you call that slave porn right there.
I see right now, Jazzy. You ain't never had a motherfucker split you yet.
Nope. And I'm never gonna
she
have one.
She got it. She had the one that take good care of her.
I know you know what I'm talking about, boy. You know when you hit that shit, next thing you know that shit be split. Like they done went in the label.
Oh, hell no.
You hit a little rip. I got her.
get that little rip on the bottom, you know what I'm saying?
Got him.
Yup.
Dead time. Come on, we went in the rip. Let's be scared of the rip. You got to be ready for the rip.
Yeah.
Oh, hell no. That shit hurts. Do y'all understand? What if I ripped y'all dick? Like, come on.
How about we pound that shit?
I don't know if I'm
squirting
or not.
We need to stop talking to you. We need ladies, if you're listening, who love to get
they
pounded. Y'all need to call in and tell her the shit she missed.
Where did South Carolina go? Where did South Carolina
go? She gone. She left the building.
She need to come on back in. I got a question for her.
There was a chick in South Carolina?
Yeah.
You know what? We need to post this on damn Facebook and Twitter. Get everybody to call in. This is all going. This need to go viral right
now.
Hold
on. I'm going to bring in another caller, you guys. Shut your mouth.
Hopefully it's a chick.
What's going on?
Shut your mouth. What's popping?
Nah, shit. How y'all doing this evening?
What up?
Good, how are you?
Yo. Shoot, I can't complain. Shoot, I had to tune back in after how you had me tripping out last week.
Absolutely.
My people's right there. I forgot his name. That's my dude. He's good people. He's going to straighten out, too.
Shut your ass up. Anyway, my question for you is, I'm going to see if you can answer this. Better. So my question for you is, why is it? Oh yeah. First, let me ask you about the midget. Do you ever fuck a midget?
No, but so how can I say I stand 6'5", so anything under what 5'5" is compared to midget to me. So.
In other words,
yes, he will tear some midget ass up. So, listen,
I legally had a midget, but that damn, I've had some short ones.
Okay. Well, I'm 5'1", so, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I
ain't even going to offend her on her height this week, because she got pissed last week.
Yeah, don't talk shit about my height. Y'all know how I feel. I'm sensitive. Okay.
Well, shit, doggone, you short. I will break your ass because I'm 6 feet.
All right, so my next question.
Go ahead.
Shut your mouth. My next question is,
why is it
that every time, can you shut your ass up? Can you shut up?
Thanks, next week.
Appreciate it. So, my question is, is why every time you guys, when y'all have sex, y'all always have to put the woman's legs all the way over her head, trying to stretch her out? Like, why is that? What's up?
Oh, shoot.
Sure.
Let me answer that. Let me get that. Look.
I didn't ask you, Jay. I didn't ask you, Jay.
It don't matter.
Did
my people let me get that.
You
don't
have
that.
Say, hold on. I can explain it. Hold on. When you put them legs all the way back, that means you ain't got no thighs blocking nothing. All you got is straight pussy.
That's it.
How can I say what's the name? A nigga can go balls deep in that pussy.
And then on top of that, if you don't tell us we got your legs too far back, how the hell we supposed to know?
Exactly.
Listen, my thing is, if I'm turning pure red, you don't know that my shit is too far back.
But then on the same note, a nigga should know. Hold on, fellas. But on the same note, a nigga should also know when he pushing a little too far.
Yeah, that shit hurts.
A leg's only going to go so far before you start getting that tension, like, okay, I'm pushing too much. You might not be able to get it like you want to, but shit, you can always fold up, ball ass up to the point with that down.
Oh, hell no.
Look here, man. If she don't say shit, I'm not going to say shit.
So I'm going to keep fucking my shit.
If she don't have a safe word, that's why they got safe words. You know what I'm saying?
My safe word about the nut. That's my safe word when I bust. That's my safe word.
A nigga should be able to explore a female's body to understand, okay, he should be able to, she shouldn't have to exactly come out her mouth and be like, okay, you're doing a little too much. You should be able to look at her in her face and be like, okay, I'm doing too much. I want to ease off.
Thank you.
Look, man.
Thank you.
I don't know about you, but I concentrate on what I'm doing.
I understand that, but on the same I'm
going to
tell you like this. I get my greatest response when I take my time to explore people's body than rather than when I just straight beat that pussy down.
I just
want
to straight beat when I first meet you. I ain't trying to make love to you. I don't know your last
name. Oh, shit, I don't want to feel that now. Explore and see what she like and what she don't like.
I'm fucking. And if she likes the way I beat it, I might slow it down the next time. And that's what she was talking about the first time. I'm beat. Let's get it.
We're going to take a quick break
because
I want you guys to hear my little phone sex segment. It's, you know, I'll let y'all hear it and y'all can make the decision that you want to, whatever you want to make about it. But yeah, I'm coming, so it's a little weird. I sound weird, of course, doing it. But yeah, we're going to listen to that right now. And definitely don't go nowhere. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
All right, guys, we're back. That was my little phone sex segment that I'm trying to work out the kinks and see if it sounds good. So we're going to see. I'm going to get somebody's opinion, see what they're talking about. So, All Radio, who is this? Hello? Hi, how are you? You don't want to talk? Okay. They don't want to talk. I'm going to bring somebody else in, see what they thought about it.
Hello.
Hey, what's up?
What's going on?
How did you like my little, my phone set?
How
did you like it?
You sounded good, but him? Oh my God, he's running. You wild. Like, shit, nigga, shut the fuck up.
So you ain't like it.
How can I
but
say?
But did you hear
I'm
what I was
a...
talking about? Like, when I was coming, like, I was so loud. Was
just... Yeah, but, like, on the same note, it's like, I was the one that responded to you when you was like, ooh, you frustrated when you was doing, when you were trying to get folks for this.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, I see why you frustrated now, cause you ain't had shit to work with. If I asked you, but then on the same note, I can't really talk too much shit, cause I don't know how to have phone sex. But that, if that's how you have phone sex, God dang, I can do a whole lot better job than that. Cause all that work was heavy panting, and he's saying, "I'm sucking on your neck. I'm sucking on your neck." I can imagine
Friends,
the imagination you had to put behind it just to get yourself to come off of it.
Yeah, it was. It took like, I swear, an hour.
Yeah, it took an hour because that nigga was like a fuck.
Yeah, girl. All you heard was, I'm sucking on your neck.
I'm rubbing. Yeah, you're rubbing my balls. Yeah. Touch my balls, girl. Yeah. Oh,
nigga,
kill
yourself.
Y'all stupid.
I see why you were mad.
Jay.
Yo.
You like my phone sex? You feeling it?
Yeah,
you
for it.
Like I said, you did your job.
I'm with my man. She did her job. Whoever that dude was, and let the shameless be nameless, don't even tell him to talk. That sounds like your stalker, tell you the truth. Was that the stalker?
No, that was not my stalker.
He
leave my
like
stalker
him.
Alone.
Oh, Lord, if that wasn't your stalker, I feel sorry for him because he just got embarrassed his damn self. Like, I know he was sitting there like, oh, my God. I need to go find this dude and shoot him my goddamn self.
So, All Radio, who's this? Where you calling from?
This is Keisha from South Carolina.
Hi, Keisha. How are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
Hey, Keisha.
I'm doing great. Don't do that.
I have a legitimate question. I have a right to ask this damn question, too.
Okay, whatever.
Go ahead.
Go ahead,
ask your damn question. Okay. I just want to know one thing, baby. Are you a midget?
Motherfucker. Why would you ask me about a midget?
They have this obsession about having sex with a midget.
South Carolina, damn it.
They have this obsession about having sex with a midget. Like, they're, it's weird.
Yeah, we some freaks on this motherfucker.
I mean, I'm
5'5".
Nah, she had
five.
No, you ain't. You're not a midget then. Any listeners out there, if you was big as a third grader, holler at your boy, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God. Yeah. You're so stupid.
Yeah.
Drop me off to the North Pole and give me some Rough Riders. I'm good, you know what I'm saying?
God damn, all right. He said, drop him at the North Pole with some Rough Riders and he'll be all right.
Yeah, right.
So Keisha, since you said that you are bisexual and you're married to a man, would you ever have a threesome with your husband?
I have never had one, but I will consider being with a woman and him watching.
Okay, but he can't speak it in.
Listen,
you can rub on your little Peter Weeder while you watch it.
Little, ain't nothing little over here.
Man,
my
listen, if I ain't getting some pussy, she ain't getting no pussy hurt.
So y'all think that when you have a threesome that your girl is supposed to let you fuck the other girl, too?
Motherfucker,
right. She eating the other girl like she's supposed to fuck the other girl.
Selfish bastard.
My girl be laying down getting her pussy to eat while I'm beating her friend from the back. Come on now. And we
oh,
go
swim. That's what I'm talking about, Leno.
Yeah. Leno is in the
pleasure.
Everybody
got to
get
some.
Y'all
ignorant.
I have another scenario.
I've always had like this fascination with like being with a guy and then another woman and then like doing the whole three-way thing. Like, it seems like it would be really sexy to like
intense
and just I might squirt then. I might even come.
You done squirted. We done talked about that. You done squirted and you thought you pissed. That was no fucking piss.
I did pee.
Do it again. That was
I peed on myself.
Okay.
When that happened, was it right? No.
I won't tune in when that discussion was about, but.
You peed on yourself.
Okay, so pretty much the discussion was I was playing with my vibrator and I felt myself. Explode.
Uh-huh.
And I thought that I peed on myself.
Nah, you squirted.
You
because
squirted.
Because it was like, it like came out like what, like I was peeing.
Yeah. Well, that's usually what happens.
What you did
next. You know, the same
you
thing. Situations like that. That's the times, okay, now you need to start really making sure you're drinking plenty of water, plenty of the cranberry juices and the shit like that. Keep your pH right because you don't want that shit coming out wrong.
No, I mean, it didn't smell like pee, but yeah. I smelled
it.
Myself.
You squirted. It wasn't.
Well,
you
squirted
it.
Then, shit. That was crump.
How can I say that was
the
orgasm by tightening up.
Huh?
Good job, Jackie. You ruined your orgasm by tightening up, didn't you?
Yes.
Yeah, you squirted.
Yeah, you squirted.
Hey,
look
here, squirted. You gotta relax.
And it came out like a
bitch.
It was like no trickle.
Yeah, it was like.
When a woman squirts, boy, it's a beautiful dream, boy.
Yeah. That was
my bed was wet. I was like, oh my God.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And shit, imagine you got a nigga making your ass do some shit like that about 4 or 5 times back to back to back to back to back.
I don't think that's ever going to happen, though.
Okay. You let the right motherfucker get you started up and going.
Yeah. She loved the dollar niggas.
I doubt niggas all the time. When it comes to my pussy, I doubt that. Because I'm a very... You can't doubt them because you won't even let them do what they got to do. Stop, it's too hard. Hold on, no, you focus on the wrong shit. Let it go.
You have better sex. Let it go.
Like Keisha.
Oh, thanks, dude.
Yeah.
I did that. Do you like wide, long, or a combination of the two?
Oh, shit. Good question.
I think both, actually.
No.
What does that mean? I'm confused.
It's that simple, Jasmine. How could you not know what that means? Do you like a motherfucker with a long ass skinny dick?
Oh, are you talking about a dick? Or, okay. I was lost because I didn't know we were talking about dick.
You knew exactly what I was talking about. I wasn't talking about no pussy.
I thought you meant like legs or something. Like, I don't know. Go ahead. I'm gonna be quiet.
So which one is it? Long or fat?
Or
the combination? With and or girth? Which one?
Oh, she like a nigga so deep.
It matters, but if you short and fat, it's not gonna really do nothing for me.
Yeah,
exactly.
You look like my dad.
She
don't
want to know about all her pussy: front door, the living room, the kitchen, the patio. She know about her pussy. She wants my patio.
To be honest with you, you're the first woman I've heard said she don't like fat ones. Most of y'all are like that shit, you know what I mean?
Hey.
Your phone is breaking up.
Nah, I said she's the first female I ever heard that don't like a girthy one. One that put that stretch on that shit. That's what's up.
Well, I like it.
We don't care what you like.
But
Keisha. I'm fucking with you. Go ahead.
You know what, Keisha? I'm going to have to kick you off my show because they shit the
way you hater. Hater alert. Hater. You better leave Keisha alone.
I'm just saying. You know what I mean? Like, you're taking all my shine. Like, I don't know.
Keisha, see,
like,
you can't use another female. She don't want females calling.
Exactly.
All women won't call. Nah, see why?
Hey, Jasmine.
You hater.
Hey, Jasmine.
Hater.
What?
You know what they say though. You know how the saying goes, right?
What?
The only thing better than pussy is new pussy. And there it is. Yeah,
right. I know. and that's why
Burn.
I'm glad we don't have a lot of chicks call up here.
Keisha, become regular. So I will be here every Wednesday. I will lick the thing. But I'll be here.
Right.
I will be Leno is in the building. Your sexual in your windows and all kinds of shit. I go through your windows. You know what I'm saying?
Shut up,
go to work.
I tell you what,
we
do one head.
We, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We keeping them.
This is an OG call right now.
You on payroll, girl.
All right, Keisha, you fine with me, but listen. I'm going to tell you something. When you come up on here, don't be trying to sound all extra sexy, okay? That's my thing.
Oh, that's when Jasmine, hold on, Jasmine. Jasmine, that's when you supposed to jump in and make them niggas shut the fuck up. They don't shut the fuck up, mute the fuck out of them, and then you just break out and start phone molesting her head.
No,
that's
not
a
word.
I will molest you, Keisha, okay? I will play with you. Right, you know what
I'm
mean?
Telling,
I
I'm
hope
telling you right
with
now.
That.
I'm telling you right now, Keith. I eat you from the back. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God.
God damn. Somebody get that nigga a glass of water, please.
He's thirsty.
Yeah,
nice,
almost
missed
it. I had to wake the fuck up.
Nah, man.
It's not often I get to mess with anybody, you know what I'm saying? Jazz, I'm a cousin. I can't really say nothing
else. Oh, yeah, well, I got to let you alone, cuz shit.
Tell all radio, who's this? Where you calling from? Hello? This person
don't be
is not want to talk to me.
Say it with your turn, nigga.
Say it with your
chest.
So Keisha, is your pussy pink?
Oh, hold on, wait a minute, hold on. Is it pink and shaving? Is it fat or just lightly puffed?
Can you shut up and let me talk to Keisha, please?
Let me talk to Keisha.
Let me molest her.
I can't help
y'all
it.
Y'all can't
nah,
molest
just
her.
My catchphrase, pussy. It's your pussy. That's what I used to ask. Is your pussy available? You know what I'm saying? I used to talk about pussy.
Tell all radio listeners where you calling from.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, yeah.
Hi. How are you?
Alright.
Stalker. Man, why you call this motherfucker every week, man?
Y'all stupid. I'm done. I'm done.
Oh, you are the weirdest.
Don't
call
if
this
he like it,
no more.
I love it because he just called.
Exactly. I love him. You know why? Because he is a consistent listener. He calls in every week.
I tried not to laugh, but I couldn't help myself when that damn stalker just came out. I was like, oh, my God.
Man,
so, anyway,
you
know, let me finish molesting Keisha.
Yeah, molest her.
Is your pussy pink?
Oh, go ahead.
Yes, it is.
It is.
Yes, do you shave it?
Yes, I do.
Ooh.
I don't like body hair.
Okay. Me
damn,
either.
Right. Matter of fact, let Keisha say pussy. I won't say how she say pussy. Keisha, say pussy.
Keisha,
don't say pussy. Say, come get this pussy. That'll work too. Come on with it.
Go ahead, Keisha. She's not
kind of ready. She's ready for it.
Y'all done got that girl.
Cat got a tongue. Let my tongue get that cat. Come on with it. I'll play it. They don't know who he fucking with. They don't know. It's your boy Lindo.
Keisha, you gonna say it? I wanna hear you say it. I wanna hear how sexy you sound when you say it.
In your sexiest voice. Say, boy, come get this pussy. Come eat this pussy. Either one.
Oh, do eat. I like that one.
Eat it from the back.
No, see, you adding on.
You gotta give me an essay.
Come on, Key. What's good? Stalling.
Okay, I want to say
I'll pick your nipples off. I'll jump to the next subject.
You know what? Don't listen. Because she's married, you're not allowed to molest her. Only me.
Because she's married. Oh, she's not married on air. I don't hear no husband.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, all I know is she's online.
I am stingy, and I don't like to share, so I'm going to need y'all to back off.
You're stingy. I'm looking at it. Just because it's your show don't mean I can't get it.
Hey, Sharon is coming, God dang.
I don't like to share pussy. I don't like to share dick. I just don't want to share. So, I'm going to need y'all to.
You a greedy motherfucker.
You right. I am. Right. And what? What's your point?
Well, I can't knock you for that. I'm kind of greedy my damn self. But,
a little bit. But we getting away from Keisha. Keisha.
Huh? Yeah, Keisha's supposed to be saying the line. Go ahead and say the line. Y'all told you. Oh, shit. We done missed it. Y'all talking. Shut up.
Look, moment of silence. Keisha, this is your time to shine. I'm going to shut the fuck up. When I shut the fuck up, jump in, mate.
Boy, come get this pussy.
That worked. That wasn't working for me. I imagine her leg. I don't buy that one. When I see that pretty pink. I don't give a damn how calm she said it. I'm for AC.
You got to understand, because we're over the phone, we need to hear the sexiness in
sexy.
Her voice.
That didn't sound sexy,
Keisha.
Redo.
Redo, Keisha.
Wow.
I'm going to need you to do better.
And moan with it. I need less good time. Less talk and more emotion. You know what I'm saying? I need less good time, more sex.
You were saying to your husband.
Yeah,
exactly.
Right. Put your finger in your pussy when you say it. Shit. You ain't got no drawers on. Put your finger in your pussy when you say it. If you want to say some shit, I'll take my dick out.
Lando,
hey,
you my nigga, boy. You my nigga if you don't get no bigger.
Damn right, I'm right,
can't believe it. Like, I heard somebody say it wasn't turned. It turned for real now. I'm in the building. Let's get it.
Oh, my God. Keisha, can you please say the line so he can stop feeling himself so much? All right. Wait, just say, you know what you do? Say it slow. Say it slow so that you can kind of reel him in a little bit. Like, boy, come get this pussy. You know what I mean? You got to be extra sexy.
Boy, that's what I'm talking about.
Go ahead, Keisha.
Boy, come get this pussy.
Oh, that was a little better.
That was better.
The third time is the charm.
I'm not going to make her say it again, y'all. I'm not going to do that. Maybe next week she'll, you know, loosen up more and she'll want to say it.
Y'all pounce on her like, goddamn.
Y'all bum. Yeah, like they all bum. They about to eat her alive and shit. So we not going to make you say it again. We not going to make you say it again. So I want to talk about masturbation. Do you guys masturbate? Do y'all masturbate?
Do who masturbate?
I'm asking the fellas because I know. Fellas, do y'all masturbate?
Oh, yeah.
Is the president black? What kind of question that is?
But you know what? I met a lot of guys who say, oh, no, I don't do that shit.
Man, please, man. They lying.
9 times out of 10, they lying like a motherfucker.
That's like a motherfucker saying, I don't eat no pussy. Yeah, all right.
Either they don't masturbate or they dick don't work. One of the two.
OMG. Tell all radio who's this, where you calling from.
Yeah, this is Lamar.
Lamar, what's up?
Good.
Lamar,
yo,
do you masturbate?
Yeah, I do, always. I mean,
okay.
If you can't please yourself,
man. Tell the truth.
If you can't please yourself, and you can't please a woman, so I mean.
It's healthy, I feel like.
But,
you know?
I just want to let everybody know that the two females that did came on, even though the first one messed up, I was the one who put them on. So.
Keisha, that's you? That's your friend, Keisha?
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Lamar, they over here trying to molest your friend, like, for...
Oh, yeah.
I was trying to stop them.
So, you know, I can try, but she's taking.
Gotta keep it alive.
We're gonna bring another caller in and see what's popping with them.
I was trying to get one. You tripping.
Tell our radio who's this, where you calling from? Hello? Hi. How are you? What you doing? They don't want to talk to us. Okay. They don't want to talk. Maybe they'll want to talk later. Maybe. We'll see. Keisha, do you masturbate a lot?
Yeah.
Ooh, how often?
I have another.
Can you do it now?
Shut up.
Man. What?
Oh, my
this
God. Anyway.
This is sex radio. Tell all about sex. Masturbation is a prelim to sex to me. So therefore, if you do it now, you become my best friend. Keisha.
But you know what's weird?
I got a question for the masturbation. Is it better to masturbate with a sword or masturbate just with your hand?
Well, since I broke my toy,
God,
oh
my.
That's the thing. I know.
Like, I woke up one day and it was just broken. And I was using it, like, for, like, a month straight. Like, every day. Like, maybe 4 or 5 times.
That's a damn thing.
All this good dick in the world. You can just sit in there playing.
Listen, I can't I'm not just going to go out and be like, oh,
I understand that.
I don't know about y'all fellas, but it's something about watching a female masturbate that's just fascinating to me.
It is.
I sit there and let her get her about one or two good nuts, and then I'm just ready to dive in full force.
Yeah, damn right.
But what if she's fired by then?
Oh, shit.
All the time.
I get your ass started back up. You wake the fuck back up now.
That's damn right.
Like I said, man, she don't have to be awake with me. Just toot your ass off to the side. I'm good. I'll take care of my goddamn self.
Oh,
there it is. That's my nigga right there.
She go to sleep.
And I found that wet, my dog. Yeah.
That's
oh,
what
my
I got. Yeah, that wet, that
I
deal, that boy. And went that deal.
Y'all ignorant, for real. I'm not even.
Who is not?
Y'all.
Oh, don't get me wrong, now. Shit, I ain't going to front. Now, females done told me, shit, your ass wake up and you want something, just go and get it. I'm going to wake up and get into it. And
that's
showed up with
you.
You
know what I'm talking about? They going to get up eventually, right. You know what I'm saying?
Eventually,
shit,
yeah.
She can be asleep. She can be asleep. Just go when that thing get wet. She can be asleep.
Mm-hmm.
And it marinate overnight.
I'm sorry.
I think that's the best.
You know what it's called? It's called hijacking. When she's sleeping, you hear that? It's called hijacking the pussy.
Yeah, right. I'm a pussy crook. I ain't gonna lie. I steal that shit from me.
It's good.
Hey, it's gonna wake up like, good morning. Oh, throwing
that
thing back.
That stupid question. Hey, come on, ask that stupid question. Big moan. What you doing? What the fuck you think I'm doing?
that's when you tell her ass. I'm nothing like a motherfucker. In a minute.
Hey, shit, give me a minute and I'm going to be coming.
Yeah, right. But Miss Keisha, how often do you like to make love to your husband and replace him with my name since we're talking to me?
Oh, my God. You ignorant.
But for real, Miss Keisha, how much do you like? A lot of sex? A little bit of sex? What do you like in a day? What is a lot of sex?
Like,
well, I told
you
I would like to fuck every day, five times a day. And I work, so I can't fuck all the time.
Twice on Friday. But I do it just about every day, but not five times.
How many times a day?
How many times a day? Three.
Maybe two times at the most.
Okay. Are these two sessions? There's a difference.
Yeah.
A session is an hour to three. Now, what you getting in them two times?
Maybe
a quickie
and
a session. Okay. But you good. You on par.
You want a quickie and a good session. That's okay.
At least 3 times a day. I'm just saying.
Now, see, Jasmine, you really done caught my attention with that one. Lunch breakfast. Damn. 3 times a day?
You talking about that damn vibrator. She ain't talking about no man.
I'm talking about a man.
She talking about vibrator. She like...
32 doubles D. Oh,
Well, since I ain't never heard this from Jasmine, what's yours?
She got like a, I forgot what she said. She bragged about her titties. No, you ain't. But she
you
I know what she's
saying.
She nice.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'll be checking out her pictures like, damn, she got a nice little set right there.
She good? She good?
No, I am. I'm a 42.
So, Miss Keisha, with these 32 double Ds, do you rather be the nipple licked or sucked as if it was your pussy clit? Because some people don't like to really suck on the nipple. They do like a kiss and lick. I want to know what you prefer.
I don't want to have them suck. And one
ticket. Stop professing her, Lino. Like, you are about to be saint.
But that's what's up. Keisha, I want you to be a regular. I'm for real. Don't never not call. Call. Now, I'll give you the personal number. If you don't want to talk to these motherfuckers, you just want to talk
to
me.
Oh, my God.
You can talk. Don't tell your husband.
Yeah.
Okay, guys. So something is clearly wrong with this stupid thing. Hold on, let me check something out. Leno.
Yo.
Did you hear anything?
No, that's why I texted. I was like, is it over? What's good?
This thing is freaking crappy. Just crappy.
So who we still got?
But damn, what happened?
Okay.
It just
Keisha.
Stopped.
32 doubles. Where you at, boo?
No. Keisha is gone. Don't do that.
Quit harassing Keisha.
I just
want to
add to the doubles. 32 doubles.
She's gone. Whatever. I'm gonna bring somebody else in before we end the show. Radio. Hello.
Are they scared to talk to your ass?
They really don't want to talk to me. Like, that's fucked up.
Yeah. But who wouldn't want to talk to you?
I know.
I don't
right?
like to have it.
I'm a nice person.
You a mean ass.
I think.
This is sweet.
Nice. The mean girls have good pussy.
I'm nice. I believe I'm nice.
Oh, your pussy might be okay.
I ain't even going front, Jasmine. It look like you might be a bit of trouble.
Trouble like what?
Like you might be a bit of trouble when you want to be.
I'm a good girl. Really.
Keisha, are you a good girl?
Keisha is not on the line. Why do you keep calling her name?
Damn it.
I just told you that.
You got to bother her. I missed them 32 double D's already.
That nigga is obsessed, ain't
even though you ain't on, if you listening, girl, bring them 32 doubles back.
Somebody buy that nigga a Gatorade.
Please. He is thirsty right now. He's thirsty.
Y'all go ahead with that bullshit. She got 32 double D's, and she like her titties suck.
What? I like my titty sucked.
Well, whip them out. I want to come home and suck on them, then, Jasmine.
Yeah, hell of that.
Suck on them? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
I want to pop on her forehead. So mean ass.
Whatever.
Well, damn.
I'm being a hater.
You don't hate no Keisha.
I'm not
she was trying to hit on Keisha, but you killed in the
I was trying to get Keisha for myself, but you being the little horn dog that you are.
Yes. The man
you
is
ain't
the, I was
you
in the background trying to encourage it.
I'm going to dominate some kids. That ain't even seen them.
Oh, my goodness. You so thirsty.
No, I ain't going to do the next girl like that. I'm lying like
whatever.
Hell.
You're going to do everything. You're going to do every girl like that.
Yeah, I'm right. Well, come on. I'm bum rushing them. I want them to talk. We got to turn up, man. We have no quiet people. Where is Sexy K at?
Oh, my
God. Yeah,
don't worry about
where
Sexy K is. She is working.
Well, I can't. She working?
Oh, no, man. Okay. See, you can fire her ass. Can't schedule both jobs.
You fired.
So, already, who is this? Who is this? Is this Lamar or Keisha?
Hello.
Hello.
Son,
hey, they don't want to talk.
Yes, I would.
They don't want to talk. It's okay. The show is almost over anyway, and I'm tired of fighting with
Misha.
Thing.
Let's see. You need to call me, Jasmine. I want to see what's up with you then.
Yeah, y'all handle that. I'm a text in the middle of it. Y'all talking? Y'all talking?
Oh, my gosh.
I'm fucking with
you. You want to see what's up with me? What you want to see? Like?
Let's see. I'm trying to see what your mind working with. What your mind work like. Cause I already see you cute as hell. You got your that, got the sexy on. You about freakier than a motherfucker.
Yeah.
That's it.
Now you
got
to go the other side of it.
God, shit. All that's for not. If you're my, if you crazy than a motherfucker, or you simple as fuck.
Oh, shit. Oh, man, you simple as fuck.
Well, I'm not crazy, as in psycho. I'm not going to, like, stab your tires or anything.
Let's see. I'm going to be too far away for you to come slash my tires.
Please, in a bit.
You come all the way up this way, come slash my tires. You really motherfucking crazy. Slash my tires, yeah, you really fucking crazy.
Well, I'm not crazy, I promise.
Oh, well, shit. You might want to check your inbox on whatchamacallit, tag. Drop my number in there. What? You might actually get entertained by a nigga like me, fuck.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. That shit, you stay entertained with me up here.
You're right. That is a good.
That's so,
true. We'll
this ain't no front. This me all day, every day.
But, man, you stay well home.
You should have, like, you should have.
Hello?
You have what I say?
Say what now?
I say you should have phone sex with me.
Now, see, that's something you're going to have to educate me on.
I can teach you.
Oh, now, see. You can't put me on the show until I become a professional at it now.
We done seen Amazon.
Hell no, y'all ain't gonna make no ass out of me. No.
I'm not gonna make an ass out of you, I promise.
Oh, we'll see. We might can work something out.
I will teach you. I will have you well trained and aware of what to do. It's
easy. Hey, you need to find Keisha and y'all do that shit for real. Fuck that. Phone sex with her ass. Let's get that popping.
But, you know, I tried to find a girl who, you know, would want to have phone sex with me. But it's hard. Like, these bitches be acting like they don't want to eat no pussy. Like, stop it. Cut it out.
Mm-mm. Now, see. But see, that goes to show that half of these motherfuckers ain't about that damn life. They'll put that shit on their goddamn profile, say that shit. Yeah, I'm bisexual. Yeah, I go, I fuck far. But then when it comes time to do, the motherfuckers like,
I was just saying something to get attention.
I was just saying that to get your attention.
That old bullshit. Don't lie to kick it. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
You got a lot of kicking.
That's it. Just keep it G. You ain't that
well,
kicking.
It's about that time, you guys. It's about that time. It's time to go.
Bye, nigga.
Make
Thank
sure you check
so
your
much.
Inbox.
I will check my inbox. Thank you so much, you guys, for calling in and kicking it with me. I appreciate it.
Special shout out, Keisha. 32
double
D's
in
the building.
Lord. Make sure you have a Gatorade for that nigga next week for any females that might call.
Exactly. I got it.
I drink Jose Cuervo, nigga. Want to get lit. I can talk.
All right, you guys. They're crazy. But it's about this time. It's time to get the hell out of here. Thank you so much for enduring the technical issues I've been having all night. I will have that fixed next week, I promise. Cross my heart. I hope to die. Definitely more sex stories, more sexually stimulating conversation for you. Definitely tune in next week and kick it with us. What's up? We always have a lot of fun. Also, I'm going to have Bad Sneaky, a.k.a. Nicolas Cage, on the show next week. So make sure you guys tune in. All right? See you next time. Peace.
You have now tuned in to Tell All Radio.
You have now tuned in to Tell All Radio.
You have now tuned in to Tell All Radio Live.
What's up, world? This is your girl, Princess Jazzy. And you have now tuned in to Tell All Radio, where we talk sex, love, relationships, and everything in between. So, just tune in.
Tell All Radio Live. Tell All Radio Live.